Hello, you're listening to episode 46 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the radio show / internet podcast / internet broadcast, where I, your host, David Barclay, play one song from every record in my record collection. We're going to begin today with a track by the infamous Harry Nilsson, from his supposed best album, Aerial Ballet, which I picked up in Pasadena in the year 2004, December. I was visiting my brother who lived in Pasadena at the time, and we had an entire day of going crazy at record stores, and I also had In-N-Out Burger for my first time on that day. I got this from this record store, which is on the main street, Colorado Boulevard, which Jan and Dean sing about in their song Little Old Lady from Pasadena. Kind of a shitty record store, but this was in the cheap bin underneath, and since it's Harry Nilsson's best record, it's somewhat sought after, difficult to find. And also, he did the soundtrack for the movie Popeye, so there you go. You'd understand that he would be pretty popular.
The willow weeps and the having words can weep no more, but still it cries for me. It cries in sympathy. It knows that you are gone. Don't leave me, baby. There was a time when you were mine, and not so long ago I used to say you'd never go away. You'd never leave me lonely. Don't leave me, baby. Think about the happy times, the groovy times. Don't tell me they are gone. I just can't carry on and know that you're not here. You're not near anymore. Whoa. For me, it cries in sympathy. It knows that you are
gone. A train to Winnipeg. I lost my ticket at the station. Then I met a blue-eyed girl. I told her of my situation. Then she smiled at me. I could see a brand new love begin. I felt so warm inside. Then I knew I'd never go. Oh, how I love my girl, oh, how she shines a light on him. Oh, now I wanna sing out loud to tell the world I love her. took my hand. She told me, honey, come be my man. The years went by. I'm glad I lost my ticket at the station. Cause all our kids are grown, and we have many, many fine friends. Oh, how I love my Winnipeg girl. Oh, how she shines a light on me. Oh, now I wanna sing out loud to tell.
Well, that's a smooth rock little number there. That is a record that I have no idea where I picked this one up, but John Cullington Mahoney in a record called Love Is Not Guaranteed on the Amherst record label, which I know nothing about. And the man himself, I know nothing about it. And to be honest, it looks like a vanity record, which is probably why I bought it. But I don't remember where, don't remember why. And I don't know what it means in my life, but what we're doing right now is exploring my life through my records and trying to understand who I am. I don't know why you'd be listening to this unless you're me 40 years from now. Before that, we listened to Harry Nilsson and a little song called Mr. Richland's Favorite Song from the Ariel Ballet record. Great record, though. There's a record that means something to me. And coming up next, I kind of, you know, the way this happens, I just grab a pile of records from the stacks, so to speak, of my personal collection in the solitary cave, and I just play the records without even looking at them until this very present moment. And I'm looking at this, it's called Tuatara, a Flying Nun compilation. Now, and it has a price on it, $5.99. Flying Nun being the New Zealand label from the 80s that put out The Clean and The Chills and lots of other sort of celebrated North America white guy rock. And I'm surprised to see this here. This is sort of something that I would be sought after for me. I would look for a long time and then be really stoked to buy for $6. You know, quintessential college rock, and I'm a college student, so that makes sense. But I just uncovered this today. I don't think I've ever played it. I don't know why. It has no meaning in my life, but it doesn't. So we're going to listen to just, you know, side one, track one, The Clean, in a song called Fish. You know, my first listen, your first listen. Well, that's an oldie but a goodie, at least where I come from. That is the band Preston School of Industry with a song called Something's Happen Always from their 10-inch called Goodbye to Edge City. And I realize that I have possibly broken a rule of this system, which I call my show, my podcast, my broadcast, by playing a 10-inch. I don't think I've played any 10-inches. I don't know. I haven't really decided whether I was going to play 10-inches. I know I wasn't going to play any singles. I have been playing 12-inch singles, though, in case... But anyways, that aside, the memory associated with this record is so strong that I couldn't really pass it up. I didn't want to think about the technicalities. I just wanted to relive the moment in, I'm going to say 2003, when I bought this at the show, Preston School of Industry. Pavement had just broken up. This was sort of the first big hyped tour for Preston School of Industry. Even though they had been a band for many years before then, it was like Pavement broke up, and now Spiral Stairs is going to do Preston School of Industry, and Stephen Malcolmus is going to do the Jicks, or whatever the fuck they were called. And I went to the show, and it was amazing, and afterwards, my good friend Tim and I were hanging out outside, and then we were talking to Spiral Stairs, and talking about Boston. We were talking about Boston, Massachusetts. And we were going to take a ride in the band van down to their show in Boston. That was the loosest I almost cut. And then I decided not to. You know, I had class the next day, and, well, there you go. And here I am. You know, had two paths, chose the lame one. Now look at me. Huh. Well, anyways, great record. Always remind me of that night. This next record reminds me of nothing. I think because I bought it too late in my career of loving 60s pop. This is the Cowsills, and a song called We Can Fly. I got it a couple years ago. Never really listened to it. I don't know why. I feel like it should be something that I'd love, but there's no love in my heart for it.
Fluffy clouds move by us.
See how the clouds move by.
See how the morning mist can hide us away.
Hide us away.
And how the day is so much fun.
What?
Isn't it groovy in a daydream? Doesn't the day seem like it could never end?
And so, my friend, we're one.
You're beside me, we have fly.
Oh, we can
fly. Hey, Mr. Wind, just keep us safe.
So everyone come on.
Hey, you on the ground,
you on the ground.
Take a look up and see what we found. Nothing to tie us. Bluebirds come up to guide us. When you're beside me, we can fly.
Bring your love to me. Oh.
The Seeds from their LP most famously known for Pushing Too Hard. You know, one of those LPs that has including Pushing Too Hard on it. From 1966 in a song called Girl, I Want You. A record that I bought in high school that, you know, was I listened to over and over again. And at the time, it was like crazy for me to have tracked down such a thing. You know, relatively well-known, I guess a Nuggets band. But in this internet day and age, you know, the Seeds are sort of akin to, you know, the canon. If you don't know them, you know, I don't know what's going on. YouTube, I don't know. Internet. Yeah, so that's a classic for me. Bought that at the Ditch Records, Victoria, BC, Canada. And I've loved it ever since. Before that, we listened to the Cowsills, the forgettable Cowsills, from a Dollar record that I bought in the last couple years. Yeah, I don't know. It brings back no memories, and of course, that's what this show is about, my memories, the love of myself. Coming up next, though, we have a little gem from the M-Theory dollar bin, or the under the, you know, not the dollar bin, but they have a huge cheap bin there. And this is one I picked up in the last couple years as well. It's called Lynn County, featuring Steve Miller on organ and vocals. It's his pre-band. And this track we're going to listen to is a little track called Lower Lemons. Kind of symbolizes my coming to terms with 70s rock. You know, the bridge between the psych era and then the major label psych era and then finally just straight up rock. So enjoy this song, Lower Lemons, by Proud Flesh Soother Lynn County.
Thank you.
Wow, what a song. What a great song. That's a Desky song called Dance Dance. I think he is West German. Yeah, something like that. Maybe Belgian. No, not Belgian. West German. Austrian, perhaps. Anyways, I got this record in the year 2001. It's from 1990. During the great record Boston summer. Clearly a dollar record, let's not deny it, but has just an amazing cover. It's sort of when I was buying pop and dance records, only if they had incredible covers, and this has 1990 computer art beyond your wildest imagination. I wish this was a TV show where we were reliving my memories, but it's not. It's a radio show where I relive my memories, and I'm reliving the summer of 2001, where I bought tons of crazy dance and hip-hop dollar records from such places as Mystery Train in Gloucester, Massachusetts, and the Mass Market in Revere Beach, and all the stores downtown. There was the Other Music there. That Other Music had opened a non-New York branch, and it was run by the guys, or at least the guys who worked there, same guys who started a little website called Makeout Club. Well, before that, we listened to Lower Lemon by Lynn County, a record of recent acquisition and little note. And next is, oh man, Harper's Bazaar. And a song called Soft Sounding Music, which is awesome. There's so many amazing songs on this album. They have so many amazing albums. One of the few bands in the world, in the history of the world, where I have sought out a record on the internet. I've tried to buy one of their records on the internet once, and I actually got sent the wrong one. It was misadvertised, believe it or not. Anyways, we're going to listen to their fourth album, simply called Four, Harper's Bazaar Four. Great song, soft sound and music. I could tell stories about this all day, man. Oh, my friend Gabe actually met one of the members of Harper's Bazaar in Hayward, in the Bay Area there. He lived there, and he found out one of the dudes, I'm trying to remember which one it was, Dick Scopepitone, whatever his name is. And we sat there, we were talking about it. What would it be like to have been in Harper's Bazaar? We think they're such a cool band now. What did people think of them then? And what will I think of me thinking of them a cool band now in the future? I don't know. What do you think of me thinking that Harper's Bazaar is one of the greatest bands of the late 60s? That's why I'm here.
When I used to play guitar, see my fingers used to bleed. I listened to the music of a B.B. King and Lightning, Jimmy Reed. Through the years, I found out that it's not how loud you play. It's the way you play, the way you say, just what you gotta say. And if it's soft sounding music, that's the kind to set me free. Cause if it's soft sounding music, that's the only kind for me. Sing like fools, and the seaside was our stage. Johnny was walking in a red town from Jersey to LA. Some folks they like peaches, and others they like pears. But I just figured that to each his own. If it's groovy, then who cares? And it makes soft sound and music. That's the kind. Set me free. Cause if it's soft sounding music, that's the only kind for me.
words I never seem to get enough of what I like to hear. I'm like an easy talking girl's when they whisper in my ear. If it's soft sound in music, that's the kind that set me free. Cause if it's soft sound in music, that's the only kind for me.
Playing some really great songs here. That is a wonderful songstress, Lisa Del Bello, with a track that I believe won her some sort of Canadian Grammy. I don't know what those are called. I can't remember, but I remember when I got this record, which was in 2005 during the... I was on a real quest for records that were basically Canadian and completely unknown and from the pre-disco era, sort of 76 to, you know, as close as I could get, but that were like dance pop songs. And this is a record from 78, maybe a little too close, but I thought, man, this is on a label I've never heard of from Ontario, Downsview, Ontario. And she's got a great voice. It's a great song. I wonder if anyone's ever heard of her. Boom, I look it up. Yeah, obviously an award winner. 1978, whatever the Canadian version of a Grammy was, she won it. So totally, yeah, totally not exciting at all. But I think I bought it at the wonderful Terminal City Flea Market. Yeah, it's a good one for records like this. Coming up next, a record that I did not buy and yet is in my collection. I actually took it out of my mom's, or no, I think it's my dad's record collection. Don't know, they were mixed together because, you know, they had that kind of love. It's a Jefferson Airplane record, Takes Off. We're going to listen to a track called Let Me In. But I never, like, here's a band, perfect example, a band that I would only take the record for free and never really buy it. I never really was able to take them seriously because when I was a little kid, a Jefferson Starship played the baseball stadium in Victoria. And I remember hearing them, like, all the way across town. You could hear the concert going on. It was like Jefferson Starship and, like, the Beach Boys or something. Or, like, the Friends of the Beach Boys. And, you know, just since then, I was maybe 6, 7 years old. Since then, I've never been able to take them seriously. And so, you know, my parents were maybe putting their records away for good. And I thought, well, might as well, you know, amalgamate this into my collection. But still, just can't take those guys seriously. So anyways, say what you will. Here's a song called Let Me In.
Let me in, I wanna be there. You shut your door, now it ain't there. Without a word to me, without a look at me, you turn me down without a care. Let me in, hear what I'm talking about. I gotta get in, but you keep pulling me out. Without a call to me, without a love for me, you don't even know if there is 1 gram of doubt. Oh, let me in, baby. You're driving me crazy. You're playing games in my mind. Oh, let me in, honey. Don't tell me it's so funny. I didn't know that you could be that unkind. By you, what to do without a care for me, without a love for me, who's gonna talk for me, who's gonna speak for me? You walked away for something richer and new. Thanks for nothing.
Sont tous vilains, on le sait bien.
amazing track there by a band called the Dre Ocklock. A song called Les Petits Vauriens, the Good for Nothings, and that comes from a compilation called Chaos en France, which I bought in, like, I'm gonna say 1998 or maybe even before that, 1996. I was very young, in my early high school years, and it was on a trip to France, and I bought it from this record store called La Silence de la Rue in Montmartre, like north side of Paris, and my mom was chatting the dude up who ran the store, and they were like this, it was like this kind of oi ska, like punk only the way that that European people can do punk, to the point of like where you think it's cool when you see a cartoon character wearing like skin tight black, I guess you would call them jeggings now, and a bullet belt and like a huge friendly mohawk and just totally ridiculous, huge, you know, anarchy symbol painted on with red paint, total crazy Europunk dudes. And my mom was chatting them up, and they recommended this restaurant to us, the best restaurant I've ever eaten at in my life, I swear to God. And that's the same day I bought this compilation. And this is probably the best record that came out of that entire trip. Credible compilation, has so many good French punk bands on it. And starting to get a little bit old itself. Great record. And before that, we listened to Jefferson Airplane from my parents' record collection. A song called Let Me In from the Take Off record. Can't really tell you many stories about it except for, you know, my parents weren't really huge music people. I mean, they liked music, don't get me wrong, but, you know, Jefferson Airplane was good enough. And I know I kind of sound like a snob now, but I guess that's what this show is about. I mean, it's exploring who I am. I'm playing one record from every record in my collection, no matter how good, no matter how bad, and saying how I feel about it and what it means to me. Well, maybe that means, oh God, I'm exploring myself and I'm realizing things about myself that maybe I don't like, but I feel like Jefferson Airplane lacks authenticity. Well, we could talk about that for hours, but let's not. So do The Ventures, and that's the next record here. But I feel like The Ventures have taken it to such a ridiculous stage that how could you ever criticize them? Their entire job in the world was to make music safe for dads. You know, that's what they did. This record, and I have many Ventures records, you know, they are so, I don't know, they're just like the thrift store staple. So this one here, it's all covers, which is not unlike every single record in their repertoire, in their catalog. This particular one, Telstar, The Lonely Bull, Mexico, Calcutta, Apache, Never on Sunday, Tequila, Green Onions, Percolator, Red River Rock, Let There Be Drums, and Last Night, all like totally recognizable tunes. They're just like, hey, let's see, what would it sound like if we just played that tune on a kind of surfy guitar? Could we make a million selling album out of it? Yeah, I think we can. We can sell it to dads who are a little bit afraid when you can actually hear the words. So why don't we just, you know, make that melody a little surfy guitar melody. Aptly titled Telstar the Lonely Bull. So there you go. One of the most most inauthentic bands in the history. Yet beloved by all. And you will agree when you hear this version of Apache that this is a song worth ending. Episode 45? I don't even know where we are. 45, I think. 46. Thank you. I'm a producer, Graham Worthy there. 46. Episode 46 of a complete abridged record collection. Someday we will, near the end. We are more than halfway, so why would you keep listening? Me, keep listening, me. Keep doing this. All right. Enjoy. Enjoy.